USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. The two women held a press conference in Minnesota and said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's policy is suppressing human rights to free speech. Michigan Representative Tlaib was told she could visit her grandmother after being granted a visit on humanitarian grounds if she did not promote a boycott of Israel. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin on Fox News, though, reminds the two ladies.
There was an opportunity for Tlaib and Omar to have gone earlier this month with 70 colleagues, Republicans and Democrats, to listen, learn in good faith. But instead, what we've seen is this bad faith PR attempt.
Attorney General Bill Barr has removed the acting head of the U.S. Prisons Bureau following the death of Jeffrey Epstein in a New York jail. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Turning now to financial news, the Dow was up 250 points to close the day at 26,136, the NASDAQ up 107, and the S&P rose 35. An unexpected apology from one of the Democratic White House hopefuls. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Senator Elizabeth Warren apologizing to the Native American community for the controversy surrounding her heritage.
I know that I have made mistakes.
The Massachusetts Democrat had faced backlash last year when test results found that she was at most 1/64th Native American, despite her claims of having Native American heritage. She spoke at a Native American presidential forum in Sioux City, Iowa.
I am sorry for harm I have caused.
Warren is also proposing legislation aiming to aid Native American communities by addressing the economy, infrastructure, and epidemic of missing and murdered Native American women on tribal lands.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the United States continues to work out a trade agreement with China, how are farmers being affected? Well, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem joins Fox News and shares how her state's farmers have been affected by what's going on regarding the United States and China and tariffs.
Agriculture is our number one industry, and we are coming out of 4 or 5 years of very historically low commodity prices. Plus, this year in South Dakota, we've had our largest natural disaster in our state's history. We have been flooding since March, and it's been very damaging to our state. So that piled on with some of the trade discussions that are going on have been very difficult for our farmers. But I'll be honest, in modern history, I don't remember a president that's talked about farmers more than this one. President Trump, we know, cares about farmers. He's fighting to get them better access and more fair treatment in these trade agreements, and our farmers want him to win.
The governor also shares why she's a fan of getting a deal worked out with Canada and Mexico.
You know, what we need to do is get the USMCA agreement ratified. That sets a huge precedent and puts a lot of pressure on China. In that agreement, which is the renegotiation of NAFTA, we do some big reforms. I was in Congress when this was worked on for the last 2 years and worked with the ambassador to make sure that we had a more level playing field. We have big wins in that agreement for agriculture.
And week two of the NFL preseason concludes on Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.